This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The company says its vaccine appears to be effective against COVID-19, though not as strong as rival vaccines, which require two doses.
This is a single shot,
which Dr. Anthony Fauci says is a benefit in itself, since people won't have to wait a few weeks for another dose. Johnson & Johnson says it'll soon apply for emergency use approval in the U.S. Chief Scientific Officer Paul Stoffel says it expects to supply a billion doses globally within a year.
That means in this day, protecting a billion people from severe disease.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines, warning that we will not end the pandemic anywhere until we end it everywhere. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed that vaccines were a limited resource at present.
The world has come to a critical turning point in the pandemic, but it's also a turning point in history. Faced with a common crisis, can nations come together in a common approach?
His statement comes against the background of a dispute over coronavirus vaccine deliveries in Europe and developing nations worried that they won't be able to access vaccines in the near future. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political goals, but it's ultimately short-sighted and self-defeating. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in mass unrest. Navalny's brother Oleg and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule on Sunday. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will meet informally next week to discuss the plight of the detained Russian opposition leader at the risk of causing tensions with Moscow. The session will be officially framed as a discussion on Navalny's poisoning last year, according to one diplomatic source. The United States is extending the temporary legal residency status for nearly 7,000 people from Syria. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Temporary status allows foreign citizens to stay in the U.S. if they lack some other form of legal residency and come from a country meeting certain criteria that makes it dangerous to return. The Department of Homeland Security says Syria's civil war meets that criteria, citing the deliberate targeting of civilians, the use of chemical weapons, and the scarcity of food and water. Temporary protected status for Syria had been set to expire on March 31st. The extension adds another 18 months. It covers Syrian citizens as well as people without other nationalities who last resided in Syria and allows about 1,800 new applicants to the program. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The former head of a state-owned asset management company in China has been executed on charges of taking bribes. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Lai Xiaomin is among thousands of officials snared in a long-running anti-graft campaign. Others, including China's former insurance regulator, have been sentenced to prison. Now the government's announced Lai was put to death by a court in a city east of Beijing, saying the harshest of sentences was justified because Lai took especially enormous bribes to make investments and offer construction contracts. Most death sentences imposed by Chinese courts are suspended for 2 years and usually are commuted to life, death penalties without the chance of a reprieve are rare. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
John Chaney, one of the nation's leading black coaches and a commanding figure during a Hall of Fame basketball career at Temple, died Friday. He was 89. Chaney led Temple to 17 NCAA tournament appearances in 24 seasons, including five NCAA regional finals. He had 741 wins as a college coach. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.